Welcome back to Highland Radio Sunday Sport Brigade. Won the North West Senior Cup yesterday as they defeated Eglinton by 94 runs over 2 days of cricket at Brady. It's Brigade's first win since 2010. In a moment we'll hear Eamon McLaughlin speak with Brigade Chairman Roy Torrens and Captain Andy Britton. But first of all, Eamon, good afternoon, and tell us what you saw in that North West Senior Cup there over the last few days.
Yeah, good afternoon, Miles. Yeah, the game started on Friday in Brigade Ballingfirth. Got 261 for 7, a very, very good total. Johnny Thompson, 57, and Andy Britton, the skipper, 50 not out. Eglinton went in on Friday afternoon, but unfortunately fell 90 runs short, all out for 171, with young Jamie Miller, the top scoring, with 64. So that left Brigade with a lead of 90 runs going into Saturday. Brigade yesterday got 188 all out. Niall McDonald with 50, Johnny Thompson with 47. Eglinton unfortunately fell well short, 94 runs short, 184 all out. Jamie Miller again, top scoring with 58, and Stuart Thompson with 50. Once Stuart Thompson and Jamie Miller departed, the writing was on the wall for Eglinton, and unfortunately they fell well short. Andy Britton was the man of the match, superb bowling figures in the second innings, 7 for 24, deserved man of the match, to follow up with his 50 not out in the first innings. So a really good game, a good crowd, and we all intervened yesterday for quite a while, but fair play to the Brady ground staff, they did a magnificent job to get the game finished.
Eamon, you know, Dunamana won that 6 in a row, isn't that correct? So maybe it's no harm that there's a new name on the trophy?
No, that's true, Miles. They wanted to share it about. And Brigade, as you say, haven't won it since 2010, so they were due it. And yeah, it was interesting yesterday because a lot of people thought there wouldn't be a big crowd on Friday and Saturday because Dunamana bring a massive crowd when they're in the final. But there was a good crowd there, and I surprised, I think, even the North West Cricket Union treasurer. But there was a good crowd there, and it was different to see somebody else in the final. And Brigade worthy winners.
A good cup team, and I suppose always there or thereabouts.
Always thereabouts. On paper, they're probably one of the strongest teams in the league. They've had a disappointing league season, but I wouldn't just write them off yet. It depends how Brady finish. Brady are in pole position, but Brigade, if they really won all their remaining games, including one against Brady, they could still be up there challenging for the league. They're not that big a distance behind, but on paper, they've one of the strongest sides, them and Dunamana. But they've got two trophies. They won the Fochan Valley last Sunday, and now they've won, beaten Brady, and now they've won the Senior Cup. So it's been a good season for them.
Brady have a big game today against Dunamana. That will be a very important one for them.
A very important one for them. Every game now to them will be like a cup final, as they try to win the league for the first time in their history. And just the latest from that, Miles, Dunamana going well, 164 for 4. So Brady are going to be chasing a big total there by the sounds of it. But Brady are a good side, and we credit them. They're mostly all local sides, so they would be deserved winners. But a long way to go yet, Miles, and up against it against Dunamana so far, 164 for 4, Dunamana.
Okay, Eamon, maybe we'll listen to your interview with the Brigade Chairman Roy Torrens, but first of all, Captain Andy Britton.
I've got Andy Britton, Brigade's captain, successful captain today, Andy. Obviously delighted to win the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup.
Of course, it's my first one. Lost twice then, third time lucky. It's a good feeling.
And of course, this is your second cup. Last weekend it was the Fochan Valley Cup, now the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup. A successful season.
It is, so far. I would like the league as well, but beggars can't be choosers. But we'll take that.
Well, you're not outside of chance of the league if you could win your remaining games. Brady in the pole position, obviously. But if you could win your remaining games and they slip up, who knows?
Of course, we just had to keep on. And as you say, Brady are in pole position. They're playing well, play as a team. We just had to keep on, you never know.
Well, congratulations also again today. You won man of the match and deservedly so. 7 for 24 in the second innings. Some bowling spell.
I'll take that. It's my best figures in senior level, especially in a cup final they get. Very good.
Well, congratulations, Andy, once again. Thanks for taking time out. Get back to celebrations.
Cheers.
Yeah!
I've got Roy Torrance with me, chairman of Breakin Cricket Club, who's obviously in very good form after the side won the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup today. Roy, you're obviously very, very pleased with that result today.
Yes, very much so, Eamon. We seem to have saved our best performances this year for cup competitions. We've had a very disappointing season in the league, but thankfully the boys have played up to their ability in the cup, and I think, yes, we're deserved winners this year.
Very much so. And if it was a team performance today, Andy Britton won man of the match, and deservedly so. But there was other people contributed today, which helped the cause. So very much a team performance.
Oh, very much so, yes. We bat really far down the order, and to score 270-odd at Brady, it's a well above par score for Brady. And as you say, everyone contributed, and that was the satisfying part about it, actually.
Well, you've seen, you've had a disappointing league season. Still not out of it. Maybe Brady's going to be very hard to catch, obviously. But if you would probably have to win all your games. But Brady will be hard to catch. But two cups, Fochan Valley Cup last weekend, Senior Cup this weekend, a good season.
Yes, very much so, when you consider, you know, that we had a difficult run to get to the final this year. We were away to St Johnson, we were away to Ardmore, and away to Donnymanna. So I think that we really deserved our place in the final. I always thought that if we played to the best of our potential, that we were good enough to win it. And although Eglinton, after a poor first innings, I thought they came back hard at us last night and brought themselves back into the game last night. Thankfully, we had a couple of experienced players in Johnny Thompson and now McDonald, and they were able to bring it round. But, you know, it was a difficult ask to ask him to score 278 on the fourth innings. But at one stage, they looked on for it.
They did, yes. They were up for Sturdy Thompson along with young Jamie Miller. Looked as if they were putting themselves back in the game. But obviously, like any time we play Eglinton, if you get Sturdy out, you're almost a big shout.
Well, I mean, we knew Sturdy and the professional both were their big hitters. But the other young lad,
Jamie Miller,
batted exceedingly well in both innings and shows a lot of potential. And whilst he and Stuart Thompson were at the wicket, Eglinton were definitely in with a chance.
That's Roy Torrens, the brigade chairman, speaking with Eamon McLaughlin yesterday after that North West Cup victory by Brigade. He also, as you heard, spoke with their captain, Andy Britton. So it's all done and dusted. It's going to be all about the league now, Eamon.
It's all about the league now, Miles, and as I say, Brady are in pole position, but it's not over yet. There's still five games to be played, and they're all cup finals for Brady. And at the bottom of the league as well, Ardmore rock bottom at the moment. So they've got to try and get a few results together. Just there's still a little bit of a gap between them and Fox Lodge. So everything they play for in the league on both ends of the table. But, Miles, can I just take this moment now? This is your last programme today. Can I just say thank you very much for all your contribution and all your help over the years? I've been with the station for over 20 years as well. So we have talked many times, and you always kept reminding me of my team that I select at the beginning of the season aren't doing so well. You always remind me. But thank you very much, Miles, and wish you all the very, very, very best in your retirement from radio, and all the very best for the future.
Well, Eamon, thank you very much indeed for those kind words, and I can say it was a pleasure speaking to you every Sunday over those 20 years, and you were always totally on top of your game, it was a delight to look forward to talking to you because you knew exactly what you were talking about.
Thanks, Miles.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Eamon McLaughlin, our cricket correspondent, and that's the last time I'll be speaking to him on air.